During the Avad Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing what some problems could be if people make a public fund, give their money to public funds, and then they don't end up giving to the poor directly. And then he says the second problem would be that in the city you have people doing much less charity. Because if the poor person goes around people's houses on his own, so sometimes you give him a donation because it's a mitzvah, and sometimes you give him a donation because you just feel bad for the guy. You tell me, and then you end up giving him more than you would otherwise. So one time you give him something to eat, and one time you give him some money, and sometimes you give him an old garment. And one time the guy of the house gives him, and one time his wife gives him, and one time the people in the house give him. But when the homeowner just gives us a set amount and he says, now don't bother me, don't come collecting by my house, ultimately he's going to end up giving only a quarter or 30% of that amount. And then the homeowner, he didn't gain anything by this, as you know. Because by giving charity, you won't end up being poor. V'chedita b'midrash, as it says in the Medrash, Amar Rabbi Avu, Im reita adam mefazer motav litzdaka, heve yodea shu mesrif. Rabbi Abahu said, if you see a person spreading his wealth, helping the poor, you should know he's going to benefit from it. Sh'ne'emar yesh mefazer v'nosaf od. As the verse says in Mishle, you often find a person who spreads his wealth, who helps other people with his wealth, and then he ends up being richer. Because when we give charity, we consider it as though we're planting, we're investing. As the Pasuk says, Zir'u lachem nitzdakah. The prophet in Hosea says, plant in charity. That's the way to plant. That's the way to invest. And the more you plant, the more you harvest. The Gemara says, whoever chases after charity, so Hashem sees that he has money to give more charity.